Let Me Be Seen is the final section of Room 3. It explores different ideas about eyewear identity and the performance of status and eccentricity. The emerging idea of leisure time in Europe at the turn of the 20th century encouraged the development of different kinds of eyewear for train travel, skiing, flying planes, and driving cars. In the freestanding case behind you are 8 objects that consider the relationship between leisure and eyewear. One of these objects is a photograph of British pilot Amy Johnson. It is bound in an album book of similar photographs published by the London Aeroplane Club. In the black and white image, Johnson stands in front of her propeller plane, wearing a pair of flying goggles on her head. Johnson was the first woman to fly solo from London to Australia in 1930, and was widely celebrated and inspirational to many. As such, the accessory needed to perform these feats, like flying goggles and sunglasses, became imbued with aspiration. In the wall case adjacent to this panel is a case of 8 jewel-like illuminated pairs of eyewear, which each reference different ideas about the performance of status. These include an ornate fan made of horn, which opens to reveal a concealed spyglass in the center from the early 1800s. The main purpose of the lens is for distant viewing, across a room, at a dance or in the theater perhaps. It's far less likely that this fan was used in any sense to keep you cool. To the left of the fan, in the same case, is a pair of quartz lens glasses from China. These became fashionable among the upper classes from the 12th century onwards, and this pair is from the 19th century. Instead of glass lenses, these have pink quartz stone lenses instead. And far from being functional, these spectacles made it nearly impossible to see and could even harm the wearer's eyesight. The final objects in this room explore eccentricity. One of the most eye-catching and larger works in this section is a portrait about a meter tall by Moroccan artist Hassan Hajjaj. It is a portrait of Helen Epiga, also known as the Venus Bushfires, a Nigerian-British singer-songwriter. This portrait featured in Hajjaj's series My Rock Stars, which pays tribute to musicians that have inspired him. Epiga wears a bright red robe designed by Hajjaj, a green and purple headscarf that she wrapped around a frame to protrude outward like giant ears. She's wearing exaggerated white cat-eye sunglasses, all the while playing a metal, wok-shaped Swiss instrument called the hang.